24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC. That's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444. And that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
The passage of scripture that I'm going to deal with today is in the Old Testament. It's in the book of Judges. And we're not going to read it all. I'll read excerpts from it. But it's the passage, the chapter, Judges chapter 16. I'm going to deal with that entire passage of scripture and point out certain verses. But it's Judges chapter 16. And it deals with two well-known biblical people. One man and one woman. That man being Samson. And that woman being Delilah. And God gave me, I was in the shower and God gave me, I said, okay, God, that is a great play on words there, how you had me to look at this situation so that it may help others. So we're going to deal with that passage of scripture, but I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank. I'm going to test you. I'm going to just ask you to fill in the blank. I'm going to start a statement, and I want you to just fill in the blank. And I believe everybody is here because everybody has had tough times, right? Everybody has been through trials and tribulation, and some of us right now, I'm reminded that we're either headed into a storm, in the midst of a storm, or on our way out of a storm. So we're in one of those places. So I want to hear, so if I were to say I'm between a, what would you say? And a, all right. I knew y'all say it like you mean. Say I'm between a and a. See, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I'm going to explain that. But I want to change your thinking this morning so whenever you get into a situation, you don't look at it as I am between a rock and a hard place. I want you to repeat after me. Say, I am between the rock and the hard place. All right. No longer am I just stuck between a rock and a hard place. I am between the rock and the hard place. And I'm going to take time to explain to you the rock and the hard place. Because when we normally look at them between a rock and a hard place, meaning that I am caught between two situations, both of which are not good. I got a rock on one side, and it's about to crush me and hit me. But then I have a hard place on the other side that's not going to move, so I cannot get through. I find myself squished in between, and if that rock hits me and pushes me against the wall, I'm going to go splat. So it's used to refer to a situation offering at least two possibilities, but neither of them are acceptable when you're between a rock and a hard place. But I want to let you know, when you are between the rock and the hard place, that is a great place to be. Because no matter what's going on, if you're between the rock and the hard place, everything will be all right. And I know y'all wondering, what's the rock? Well, that's Jesus Christ. What's the hard place? Oh, it's the Bible. So if you're between Jesus and the Bible in the midst of God, which I'll show you, no matter what your situation is, everything is going to be all right. You see, because Samson found himself between a rock and a hard place. But when he finally realized that he could go back to God and get in between the rock and the hard place, his situation can change. It did change, and it glorified God. What you talking about, Pastor? Well, you see, sometimes we give Satan too much credit. We give him too much credit, being that, oh, Satan's got me here. He's taking this. He's got me in this situation. But I challenge you to analyze your own actions and your own doings. And sometimes you will find out that the wounds you have, the situations that you're going through, the problems that you're facing are self-inflicted. They're self-inflicted. And that's what happened to Samson. He found himself between a rock and a hard place because of self-inflicted wounds. Let me get my Bible here. See, over in Judges chapter 16, beginning at verse 1, we see Samson. And he went down to Gaza first. And he went down there and saw a woman he really shouldn't have been with. Anyway, he went down there to see a harlot. I'll let y'all Google that one later on. For the, as they say on the sports broadcast, for sake of time, we move to another part of the broadcast. We have to, you know, cut out some things. So for sake of time, we're going to move on down to verse 4. And verse 4 says, "And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah." He ain't just like her. He loved himself some Delilah. And see, what you have to understand, sometimes you can love something or someone that's not good for you. Yes. You could love yourself. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just throwing out some examples. You know, I'm tell you what, I'm going to use me. I love myself some milk. But I'm at a stage in my life where milk don't love me. And I love myself some milk. And boy, I reach out and drink it. My wounds are self-inflicted. Y'all understand? I'm lactose intolerant. So I'm just giving you an example. So I'm not talking about anybody but myself. I love myself some milk. And I know if I drink it, I can't go, oh, look with the devil. No, no, no. That was a self-inflicted wound. Self-inflicted. So you can love something that's not good for you or good to you. And so you have to learn that sometimes when you love something like that, it could get you between a rock and a hard place. And the only way you're going to get out is if you get between the rock and the hard place. So now what happened here? See, Samson was a very strong man. Nazarite, he had strength and power beyond measure given to him by God. And it wasn't in the fact that his hair was long, but that was because of the vow that he made, and so he had to keep his hair long. So his strength wasn't in his hair. His strength was in the vow that he had made for that. But the hair represented that symbol or that vow. And so what's going on? He loved Delilah so much, he spent time at the house. And Delilah met with some people because they wanted Samson. And they promised her some money if they could just get some information to help them capture Samson. I told you sometimes, gentlemen, you got to be aware. Everything is not what it seems. Somebody say gold digger. Because sometimes you love something that's not good for you. And it goes the same way for women. Sometimes you got some men that just ain't right. They don't want to work. They want you to work. They want your money. They want it. They want all your stuff. So you got to be aware that thing that you love may not be good for you. Self-inflicted wound. So what's happening here? So Delilah goes to him and says, Samson, you over in verse 6, tell me, I pray thee, wherein is thy, where thy great strength lie? So she asked him, come on, sweetie, tell me, where the source of your strength? You can't talk to everybody about everything because they find out your stuff cut you down. Can't share your dreams with everybody because you'll find yourself between a rock and a hard place, because before you can do it, they've already gone down and got the patent and got it sealed and you out in the rain. Self-inflicted wound. So he tells her a lie. And so she takes the lie, uses it, and does what he says. And then she calls out and says, Samson, the Philistines, they're here to get you. And he got up and broke through that. And I was like, okay. So now common sense ought to tell you now, she pressed you for your secret, told your secret, set you up. You need to get up out of that situation. But love is a powerful thing. And she must have put something on Samson. Because he stayed right there. And then verse 10, she telling them again, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mayest be bound. How can they take your strength? So he told her something else. Wasn't the truth. See, Samson, Philistines upon you, They come again. So she did it three times. Ladies, gentlemen, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, you just a fool. So now she's come back three times and done set you up and showing that she's setting you up. The Philistine just testing you. But check this out. Verse 16 of chapter 16. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. She got on him day in, day out. Day in, day out. Come on, tell me. Now, he in love, and sometimes love just break you down, make you do some strange stuff. Trust me, I'd love to make you do some crazy stuff. And you look back on it and say, I really did that. What was I thinking? You weren't thinking. Love it was in control. And so she pressed him every single day hard. So much so he just got sick and tired and finally gave up his secret. Pressure got Samson into his rock and his hard place. We used to say growing up, pressure busts a pipe. Young people, everybody, don't let pressure pull you into a situation that you cannot get out of. Don't let pressure overwhelm you and consume you. Don't let peer pressure get you to go someplace where you know you're not supposed to be. Trouble so easy to get into, so hard to get out of. Don't allow the situation to escalate to a place to where you have no choice except two bad choices, a rock and a hard place, and you are stuck. Don't let it happen. So he finally told Delilah, look, you impressed me. Baby, I love you. Here it is. I love you. I just trust in you. I believe you ain't going to do me no wrong. Here it is. You see, it's my hair. You made this. And so if you cut my hair, I'm through. You know, I'm sure enough through. And so she sure enough did it. And guess what? He was sure enough through. Self-inflicted wound. Verse 21. But the Philistines took him. See, before he could get out, they took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Self-inflicted wound, so now he is between a rock and a hard place. Let me explain. He was forced to grind basically grain. Basically, he was chained to this big stone, and he walked round and around in a circle, grinding with a big rock. See, I want you to see that. It was a big rock that he was turning that was grinding me. He was between a rock. And a hard place was he was in prison. So when he wasn't grinding, he had to go to prison. So his hard place was prison. So he was between all day, every day, between that rock turning around and grinding and his hard place, prison, which was not comfortable. And so much so he was in a rock, between a rock and a hard place, he couldn't even see because they had taken out his eye. A self-inflicted wound got him into a situation where he couldn't see, where he was bound, and he was between a rock and a hard place. Why? Because he left his foundation. He left his promise with God. He gave up that thing that God had given him. And now it was a self-inflicted wound, and he is now between a rock and a hard place. Samson should have known something was up when that woman kept pressing him. What's on your mind? What's got you? What's pressing at you? What is your Delilah? Or should I say, what is your dilemma that has you caught between a rock and a hard place? Is it self-inflicted? So what am I going to say now? You have this picture of Samson grinding a physical rock and turmoil, and he's chained and he's bound. He's blind. He can't get out. And he goes from the prison to there. And then one day they said, let's bring Samson out for sport and mock him. Because now their enemy, they have him there. He can't do anything. He can't see. And so they brought him there. While they were having this great big dinner and feast and recognizing their God. And they said in verse 23, then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer great sacrifice unto Dagon, their God, and to rejoice, for they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. See, when you disobey God and then you fall, then the people look at you and say, oh, well, see, they weren't right, and see, their God was not all that. But they don't realize it wasn't God, it was your self-inflicted wound that has brought you down. But God is a very present help in the time of trouble. All we have to do is reach up and call him, and he will come and he will answer. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. You see, you have to go back. Samson was slewing them. Under the power of the Holy Spirit, he was just killing all the Philistines because God had told him to do it. He was one of the judges in Israel. So he was a judge. So he was doing what God had called him to do. And the Philistines hated him. That's why they set him up with Delilah to help get rid of him. You got to understand, you can't associate yourself with everybody because everybody may be trying to get your secrets to tear you down and to destroy you. Don't allow yourself to be pulled down and pulled in by self-inflicted wounds. So what happened? So they brought Samson to this place. Verse 27, now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistine were there. And they were upon the roof, about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. They was there laughing and mocking at him. And Samson called unto the Lord. So I'm going to stop right there, verse 28. Because what happened was Samson talked to this little lad and said, look, I need you to take me to the two pillars that hold up this place. And they take me to the two pillars. Now he wants to go between two pillars, one on his left and one on the right. And I look at those pillars as symbolizing the rock and the hard place. So Samson said, little lad, I can't see anymore, but I want you to take me to those pillars. And he is there. And that's where we get to verse 28. But I want to put a bookmark right there, because I want to explain to you where I'm going and what I want to explain. That a rock, see, it's a concrete mass, a stony material, it's hard. A hard place is something that's solid, that's firm, that's resistant to pressure, not easily broken, bent, or pierced. Or it could be a difficult place, difficult situation where something is or can be in the natural. But in the spiritual, where I want you to go is understand that the rock is Jesus Christ. If you go with me to John chapter 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That hard thing is the Word of God. So you have Jesus, who is God and the Word of God, and the hard thing, which is the Word of God. It's hard because men and women don't want to follow it. It's hard because it will not move. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass. See, if you go over to Matthew 24 and 35, Luke 21 and 23, it will show you that heaven and earth will pass. But the Word, the words of God, the Logos, the Bible, it's not going anywhere. So if I have Jesus on one side and I have the Bible on the other side and I am between the rock and the hard place, all of my needs will be met. Because Jesus, who is on one side, said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus, who is on one side, says, oh my God, I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. And Jesus on one side says that I am that I am. In the midst of your circumstances, Jesus is saying, if you're in the midst of my word and in the midst of me, who is God, I am everything that you need. And Samson quickly found that out. Samson quickly understood that this rock is Jesus Christ, found over in Matthew 16 and 18. He understood that the rock I'm talking about is a strong rock. Over in Psalm 31 and 2, he is the rock of ages. Over in Isaiah chapter 26 and 4, he is the rock that is higher than I. Over in Psalm 61 and 2, he's my rock and my fortress in Psalm 31 and 3, the rock of my strength in Psalm 62 and 7, the rock of my refuge in Psalm 94 and 22. He's my rock of habitation in Psalm 71 and 3. He's the rock of my heart in Psalm 73 and 26, the rock of my salvation, my rock and my redeemer, the spiritual rock. Oh, need I say more? When you are between the rock, you are in the midst, you are in the presence of God. You have a very present help. So what am I saying today? You see, Samson, verse 28, he said, and Samson called unto the Lord. See, he was in between a rock and a hard place. But now he realized, in order for me to get out of this situation, I must get between the rock and the hard place. What he did, he recognized that he had sinned. He recognized that he had done wrong. He recognized that. And so what did he do? He called upon the Lord. And in verse 28, he said, O Lord God. He realized, he says, O Lord God, remember me. Oh, Lord God, remember your servant. Oh, God, remember the things that I did. God, remember not my sin. Oh, wash me in the blood again, but remember me, I pray thee. What does he say? Oh, in the midst of his situation, when he realized that he must get between the rock and the harp, what did he do? He prayed. Oh, he prayed. And see, sometimes we got to pray, saints. We want everybody else to help us, but we got to get on our knees, dig deep down inside, and pray. And he said, well, I pray thee, and what? Strengthen me, Lord. Right now, I'm in the midst of this thing. I need some strength. I need some supernatural power to hold me up. I need somebody that's stronger than I, stronger than this situation, because we often say, thank you, Jesus. We often say that God will not put no more on me than I can bear. I want you to listen to that statement, no more than I can bear. If you could bear it, you don't need Jesus. So of course he's going to put more on you than you can bear. Because if you can bear it, you don't need God.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.